push for diplomacy with Russia. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden today again urging Russia to negotiate an end to tensions over its military presence along Ukraine's border.
But said the U.S. is ready to respond decisively should Russia invade, which, he said, remains a distinct possibility, despite reports that Russia has removed some troops from Ukraine's border.
We have not yet verified the Russian military units are returning to their home bases. Indeed, our analysts indicate that they remain very much in a threatening position.
The president said we have no missiles in Ukraine and have no desire to destabilize or target Russia.
To the citizens of Russia, you are not our enemy.
The president said the West and NATO are in lockstep and said, again, Russia would face powerful sanctions if they invade that were not imposed after Russia invaded Crimea.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The Senate has a Friday night deadline to sign off on a three-week spending bill already approved by the House. Some Republicans oppose the measure, citing federal vaccine mandates and a federal drug kit program. The number of House Democrats not seeking re-election continues to grow.
New York Democrat Kathleen Rice will not run for a fifth term in the U.S. House, saying in a statement, elected officials must know when it's time to allow others to serve. Rice has represented the Long Island District since 2015. She now becomes the 30th House Democrat to opt against re-election this year. That is more than twice the number of House Republicans who are not running. Polling suggests Republicans are favored to win back control of the House in November's midterm, needing to flip only five seats to become the majority.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. The Republican-led West Virginia House of Delegates passed a bill today that would ban abortion after 15 weeks, legislation almost identical to a Mississippi law currently under review by the U.S. Supreme Court. It now moves to the state Senate, which is also dominated by Republicans. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
New details have been released about the death of Brian Laundrie in Florida, the boyfriend of Gabby Petito, whose body was found in Wyoming.
A medical examiner in Sarasota, Florida, reports Brian Laundrie's cause of death was indeed a gunshot wound. He shot himself in the head, and his remains, located inside a nature preserve where police had been searching, were found scattered due to wild animals finding them and eating them. Laundrie is believed to have killed his girlfriend, Gabby Petito of New York, whose body would be found in Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming. The two were taking a cross-country road trip. Laundrie returned to his family's Florida home without her, sparking questions. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Turkey and chicken farmers are on alert, fearing a repeat of a widespread bird flu outbreak in 2015 that killed 50 million birds across 15 states. The concerns come after the virus infected a commercial turkey flock last week in Indiana. That flock was killed to prevent the virus from spreading. Disney is dropping most mask mandates for its parks.
Both Disney World and Disneyland have announced that the use of face masks will become optional beginning this Thursday, February 17th. The announcement only for those that are fully vaccinated and attend either the Disney theme parks in Orlando, Florida, or Anaheim, California so far. Face coverings will still be required by all guests on enclosed Disney transportation, including buses and monorails. The policy, a shift from the current one, which mandates anyone over 2 years old must wear a face mask indoors. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
After 3 years without a host, the Oscars are making up for lost time with three hosts for this year's awards. Amy Schumer, Regina Hall, and Wanda Sykes are set to host the 94th Academy Awards. Each actor will be responsible for 1 hour of the three-hour broadcast, airing live on NBC on March 27th. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.